guess we're back. Okay, great. Okay, Richard, did you want to finish up?
Well, what were you David saying? Dorima, I think he's... Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Hey, he's at stopharassment.com.
Okay.
His process used to work, and it doesn't work anymore. But I've learned they deliberately, consciously tell the clerks, do not allow things to be filed prior to appearance. I've had clerks tell me the judge said nothing can be filed prior to the appearance of the defendant.
Well, I don't know what to say. I haven't seen his...
And they mail it. If you mail it to them, somehow they will just delay it, and the judge will deliberately not honor Rule 201D. He will not look at anything in the file prior to the defendant showing up, because that's when you become a citizen of the United States. You stand there and you give your name. There you are, citizen of the United States.
Well, and now, Richard, are you a registered voter?
Not willfully. I have tried several times to take my name off the voter list, but they keep it on. They keep it on, and somebody votes for me.
Somebody votes for you? That to me, the first thing you have, that's what you got to fix, because if you're on that registered voter, they share these lists. If you're on that registered voter list, then in their world, you have already consented. So I would figure out how to get my name off of that. Now, there is on our website, if you go to that page on Notice of Condition Precedent, there is a link to a way that you can get off the voter's registration. It is a list for each state, and it tells you who to write to say you want to be removed. They cannot force you to stay on that list. So once you notice them that you are removing your name, you save that document. Save that document, and again, if you get a summons or citation, you can include that document that you've notified them that you are no longer a registered voter. They cannot force you to be a registered voter, because then they'll be moving into fraud. Remember, the whole thing is color of law, and the only way they're not guilty of fraud is they get us to consent. Right?
Or they point a gun at us.
Well, we got to presume function as if we can do it the nice way, because until such time, we're hoping that we can reach enough people behind the scenes to maybe forgo a big confrontation. Remember, all the lawyers that we're sending these notices to, and I want the listeners to really hear what I'm saying. Every time you send a notice, it ends up on a lawyer's desk. And some of you are going to say, well, they don't care. Don't underestimate their selfishness. When they see this thing playing out, at some point they're going to connect the dots, and they're going to realize that they are themselves entrapped. And that is the kind of revolution that can make a difference. When the lawyers see that they, their family members, their friends are entrapped in this system, that's when you're going to see a legal revolution. Not until, though. If we don't send them this paperwork, they're just going to roll along as if there's nothing wrong. Because they don't
know that Lennon was a lawyer.
John Lennon?
No. Lenin, the guy who overthrew the Mensheviks.
Okay. Okay.
He was a lawyer.
I'm not surprised. Okay. Thank you, Richard. That was interesting. We have another caller. Thanks so much. And let me know. You can send me that email and let me know what process he used that's not working anymore. I'd love to see what he did. Okay. All right. Francis from New York. Oh, North Carolina. Francis in North Carolina, great state.
Hello, young lady.
Hi.
And touching, I know I mentioned about this to some talk show hosts, for that matter, and they have their own commentary about, well, you know, this, that, or whatever have you. So I'm going to pass it by you and see what your thoughts are, also based on some experience that I've had the past year or so. One, a lot of people are going to participate in the fraud known as voting because they are conditioned for so long into doing just that because, oh, this person will do this, this person will do that, you know, they'll do the right thing or whatever that we wish for them to do. And so they perpetrate the thing. Now, the funny part about that is that I've come to realize they're not voting for a politician. They are voting for who they find to be the best, who was the best actor that put on the best show as far as the campaign trail goes. That's what they're voting for. They're not really voting for a politician, which sounds kind of peculiar or strange or bizarre, but when you start to think about it, that's the only thing that makes logical sense, for that matter.
I have to say that I read some remarks from Mark Twain about politicians and elections and et cetera. Now, that was moons ago. It seemed like in his era, the people were completely familiar and completely knew that a politician would stand up there and tell them anything to get elected. And they would make fun of it. But now that we've got media that makes it look like it's so serious, people are falling for this stuff. Like, he's telling you what he wants you to hear so he can get elected. He's not going to do it.
Thank you. You made my point.
Yes.
Now, on to the other aspects. If people actually wanted things to correct itself, they could do it very simply by not bothering to participate in the perpetual illusion. They just simply refrain themselves from ever going to the poll and actually going through this whole BS of saying, well, I had to take time out from work to go vote. Guess what? Don't. Save yourself the headache of all that garbage and don't. If everybody in the U.S., now imagine this, if everybody in the U.S. actually did that, what would the politicians do? What would the so-called powers that be do if everybody in the U.S., say, for instance, that every aunt in the U.S. did not go and participate in that, there was no voting done. It would shut the whole process down so fast, you'd probably have anarchy.
Well, you know what? I would go one step further, and I do have that on my website. I would like to see us shun them. I mean, I'd like to see a good shunning. And to me, a good shunning, okay, is anybody, for sure, anybody in Washington. Okay, anybody in Washington, you don't call them, you don't write them. When they come on TV, you turn the TV off. You don't.
Now you're nailing it.
Nothing in the paper. Do you read that? You shun them. Washington is a den of corruption, people. They deserve to be shunned, in my opinion.
Well, you can call it the District of Criminals or the daycare center for the so-called high-end politicians or whatever that want to go play that game or whatever. But, you're nailing the situation on the head right there. Now, the last time that they had the presidential election with Trumpy Poo and Hillary and all that whole fiasco, I actually went to the poll, and they pulled up my name and whatever on the listing, and I said, very good. I said, now, I need for you to draw an X through that. And they wanted to give me a ballot, and I said, no, no ballot. I want you to draw an X through that. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, just what I said. So they had to get a higher up there at the poll to come over and try to figure out what it was I was telling them to do. Uh-huh. And when I explained to the person who headed the poll what I was requesting, they're like, okay, fine. I mean, they were totally taken off guard by it and off balance by it because they didn't expect anyone to do that or come in or whatever and do that. But they said, do what she says. So they went and drew an X through the the name, address, and contact information or whatever have you on, that they have on the book, and they drew an X through it, and the ballot was null and void. Because for one thing, I never filled out a ballot. I didn't get past, didn't need to go past where I was having them do this. So, in a sense, if they tried to pass my ballot on to someone else under my name, they were running an extended fraud to someone else, which would have been illegal. Not that it's not already illegal already, but the fact that I went in and took that initiative to go in and have them exit out means that, no, none of these parties deserve my vote, and I'll withdraw it, period. And
you know,
so
I remember I remember when George Bush got elected, and that controversial election. But he made his first speech, and it was like 51-49, and he stood up there and he said, "I have the mandate of the people," and people don't understand that by voting, they can be warmongers, and the fact we still go to the polls, they maintain the position that we're supporting what they're doing. And I can't get people to understand, as long as they're waging war across the planet and you keep going to the polls to vote for these criminals, you are sending the message to them and to people everywhere that you approve of this insanity. It's got American people's blessing. Are we blessing warmongers, folks? I mean, is that what we're doing by voting for them? That's what it looks like to me.
Thank you for pointing that out, because quite frankly, that's what people think they are doing, even though they're suffering from a disconnect. Now, the problem is that once they've got supposedly the person that they wanted in or they did not, and yet when they get conversing with other people in the family or in the neighborhood or whatever, and they go into this whole thing about, well, such and such got voted in, and I didn't vote for him, and all this stuff, and blah, 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 and they start griping and, you know, B.I., you know, whatever the case is, to each other, and it falls into a negative cesspool of commentary between two people. And for what reason? They asked for it. They brought it themselves, and they asked for it. So if you don't want to get yourself involved in a negative cesspool of garbage between either somebody on the street or a family member, a member in the family, then don't participate in the garbage.
Well, and that's another thing about my shunning plan, right? Somebody wants to talk to me about any of these creeps in Washington, I just say, I'm sorry, I'm shunning them, I don't discuss them. And I'm shunning them. I don't discuss them. They've disgusted me too many times. How are we going to do this? I mean, we got to do something. And this one's easy, painless.
I know. At one point, believe it or not, I had a chat with a relative of mine. They will remain nameless. Not that I ever listened to the show. And I made a comment to them at one point on the phone before we ever went to the visit for the holidays. I said, I know that that there is political commentary on the phone whenever y'all talk or whatever when we are not there visiting. I would greatly appreciate it if when we're there visiting for the holidays, we not have any sort of political discussion whatsoever, no matter what form it takes. I'm going there to visit you and hubby, any siblings in the family, and so forth for the holidays and what the holidays are about. I'm not going there to have a discourse in political diatribes and garbage and all that stuff.
Do they accept?
You can do that over the phone when I am not around.
Yeah, I mean, do they honor that? That's a good idea.
They did. They absolutely did. I was stunned. Well, the thing is, when you don't see a family member for about a year until the next holiday season comes up, why would you want to go and do something like that to ruin the atmosphere of the holiday you're celebrating? I wouldn't do it unless you're really stooping and desperate. And I don't have time for that kind of garbage. You know.
No. Yeah.
Not to mention spending the money on the fuel to travel there and be there for a few days or whatever the case is. No, I don't have time for that crap.
Right.
I really don't. I'd rather be there for the holiday and what it's about and sharing time and love with my relatives, whether blood-related or not. I don't care. But,
You too. Good. Glad you called in. And I like that idea. Again, that goes right into what I want to do, which is shun these guys. Okay, we have Ken from New York. Ken, are you there?
Hi, Al. I like that idea. A Pennsylvania Dutch / Quaker / Mennonite style of shunning.
Yes. Doesn't that sound good? I do, too.
The first part was a great presentation. That's the best one that I've heard in such a short period of time.
Thank you.
The question I have is, where did the part about the signature come in? Because basically, it sounds like the way that all of this was done, we're presumed to be in it. So basically, they can just do what they want from us to start. Where did it ever say anything about opting out, which is a more recent term? You get the picture.
I do, and we did sign the certificate of live birth, and initially, and we all remember this. I do. We would sign up for Social Security to get a job when I was 16. Mom said you have to go get this, and I signed. Okay, and the parent signs to get the child registered for school, and. As the system became more parasitic, in my opinion, because remember, they changed the money system, they changed the legal system, they changed our status, all of this after that bankruptcy when they hypothecated ourselves and our assets, we have to sign for it, though. The signing for it is the step that keeps them away from fraud, and that's what people have to understand. So that you have to sign for registration for your child for school. You have to sign a consent form for a hospital. You have to sign for a driver's license. You have to sign for a Social Security card. You have to sign for a Medicare card. Each one of these are their own contracts. So that it can be said at any time when they try to compel you to perform under these contracts, they just look and say, well, you signed, so therefore you can't complain. You just have to perform. Do you see how that puts the? In fact, by requiring our signature, they can even say, and I think that's how they believe that what we've got is a government and the consent with the consent of the governed. With the consent of the governed, which is us. Now, we all thought that that meant I go to the polls, I vote, you're my representative, and you care about my interests when you're in office. No. Once they're in office, they work for the corporation. The consent of the governed means we've got how many millions of drivers in the state of Ohio. And they all signed their driver's license agreeing to our rules. So
they're just saying by pure numbers.
We consented. I consented. I signed it. You signed it.
Yes.
We consented. And I found that out the hard way, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was the about the voting. They can't. They. There's nothing. Oh, I hear the music.
Yeah, hold on. We'll be back shortly.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking to Ken in New York. Go ahead, Ken.
The question I had about voting was, is there anything to stop us from registering to vote and then unregistering the vote and then registering to vote again when it's convenient? Because in some cases, for example, locally here, we just crushed a bond vote for $33 million for a new library, which there was no need for the library. They've been making excuses for years that they can't repair the old one. The old one looks very, very nice. Nothing wrong with it. It's all brick. And rather than buy a bowling alley that was going out of business so they could get for $3 million, a very large building, they wanted to go down to some swampland down at the end of the area I live in Shirley, New York, and build a library on top of swampland for $33 million. It was crushed.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, that's a tough one. There, my husband has an aunt who lives in Cincinnati. Well, I'm sorry, she's deceased, but she was really lovely. And one thing she did was she was a poll worker for years, 30 years, I think. And she told me when we had her over for dinner, and I have not verified this, you know, because the system that we're looking at is notoriously opaque, right? It's real hard for us to find out what's going on behind the scenes. But she told me that if there were two presidential elections in a row that you did not vote, that would be 8 years. Two in a row that you did not, and she said presidential elections, your name would be removed from the polls. Just, you know, I can't verify that. I don't know for sure. All I know is that's what she told me.
I can tell you in my case that's not true because I have had gaps, and I'm still on, at least here, okay? So I'm just saying from my own personal experience, that has occurred with me, and I'm still on the list.
Okay, and that was 8 years in a row you didn't vote for?
Yeah. I didn't.
I think it's going to be hard to have it both ways, Ken. Sorry.
Well, I mean, it would create instability in the system if there's really no way they can stop you from doing that because unfortunately, in order to vote on things locally that possibly might make a difference, you still have to register nationally.
It would be interesting for you to give it a shot, you know. Go for this.
I may try.
Yeah, what do you got to lose? And then say, I'd like to cancel my voter's registration. I think that'd be interesting.
The thing that really annoyed me about this library election is that four politicians that got reelected in the Republican Party all came out on the local coupon newspaper. It's like a little thing you get every week. And they said they supported it. And I said, these guys just signed their own death warrants. These are Republicans that did this, and yet now they all look bad because it went down in flames. I mean, it looked like the only people that voted for the library might have been the employees. They had thousands vote against it.
So, oh, wow. Okay. Well, thanks. We got
anyway. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Interesting story. Yeah, I'd love to see him call back when he starts, you know, canceling and then re-registering. That'll confuse him. Okay. We have Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
I have allowed myself to get a little distracted here since I called in to talk to you, but the caller a little bit earlier kind of hits on what I've been noticing, and I think I've got you on. Let me take that off. Anyway, what I think we're dealing with here is a lot of these people basically, I think, are brainwashed occultists. They have been programmed here increasingly recently to see anybody that colors outside the lines as self-radicalized or in need of mental treatment or something like that, so that to the point where you have a tough time even getting them to entertain any motions that would come at them from what they consider a layman who is not learned in the law. So I don't, well, you know, it's just, you can put them on notice.
If you're talking about attorneys, yeah, I mean, this is gonna jolt them, but they need a big jolt. They need a big kick in the, you know what? Because
you know, you're not getting an argument from me. The problem is that they are increasingly been seminared to how to deal with what they label sovereign citizens and how violent you may be because you don't, you know, they won't hear your arguments.
Okay, we're going to break. Notice in that we don't use the word sovereign citizens. Okay.
I know.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back and we're in the last leg of tonight's show, and we've been talking about being enemies of the state if we're U.S. citizens. Are you still there, Mike?
Yeah, all I'm saying is that you got to really walk carefully. I've heard some of these guys in the movement over the years, you know, they feel like that, they should allow Yahweh to walk before them, and things move out of their way and stuff like that. And that's all great if you've got that kind of spiritual, if you're encamped in that kind of spiritual realm, that things just, you know, work out for you. But unfortunately, I think with the increasing militarization of the police, they will see you as a sovereign citizen, even if you don't label yourself as one.
And, well, you know, all we're saying is that we're not an American citizen. Now, if they want to ask us, and many times they say, well, then what are you? My answer is now and always has been, what are my choices?
Yeah, you got to tell me what my choices are. I'm a Kentuckian because I was born here. I can't really undomicile my birth. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I was naturally.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, they're saying we're going to define what you are. You're either a citizen or you're a this or you're a that. Now we've got the definitions and we're educating all the police and all the sheriffs and everybody knows. This is what you to look out for, that this is this, quote, label kind of individual or man. And all we're trying to do is get out from under that corporate personhood.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're trying to resurrect and bring ourselves back to life. So if they say what I am, I'm a living flesh and blood woman, and politically I'm not sure I know what my choices are.
Well, the old language that I heard years and years ago was man upon the soil, which meant that you were actually, you know, in existence upon the soil of the natural state, you know.
But see, they're gonna put together a whole propaganda garbage for that. In other words, if you volunteer, I am this, then no sooner than there's a whole bunch of people saying I'm a man on the land or a man on the soil, then they've got cops sitting in a room and they're telling them what it means when somebody says I'm a man on the land.
Yeah, now, we got one of them sovereign citizens. You better get in here with your bulletproof vests.
Right. But when you say I'm a living woman and I don't know what my political options are, they're sort of stuck.
They call it lawfare, too. They're using lawfare against us, but they have that mentality that, you know, if you're resisting the legal process, then you're engaged in lawfare.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, it's, you know, there's all kinds of ways that they have come up with to combat or countermand the efforts here to get out from underneath
corporation
privilege status, because they've converted everything into a licensed privilege in the police manuals. I got a big packet of information from Jack McLam probably 20 years ago where he had collected up old police manuals from like the 40s and 50s where they said just that everything is going to be converted into a government granted privilege. So this has been going on for decades.
Yes, it's true. That is absolutely
true. If we
don't
resist it, it's just going to wax worse. That's what I've said for a long time. If we didn't actively resist this, they'd already have three or four chips implanted in us. Oops, hold still. They hacked the database again. We're going to inject you with another one.
Yeah, I know. It can look pretty grim. Hey, yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we have Alan in West Virginia. I lived there for 7 years, Alan.
Well, is that right? You lived here for years, huh?
Yeah, I did. I lived in Greenbrier County for quite a few years.
You was right next door to me. I'm in Dodgers County.
Oh, there you go. How are you?
Hey, I'm not too bad. I'm doing real good, actually, other than my health. But as far as the legalities go, I got rid of the legalities.
Okay.
But what I was pointing out when you first, what I wanted to point out was four or five different little things. When you was reading that 14th Amendment, when I studied law for 28 years, by the way, but when you read persons and citizens, it all means the same thing. You're still the same. It doesn't matter if you're a person or a citizen. You have to be a man on the land, a man. Period, not on the land. You could be, but you have to be able to touch the land. I mean, you're a man. God created you. Everything else is a fiction.
Yeah, the distinction you made a good point. I wanted to add this. The distinction is substance and form, right? The substance is the real live man. He's got substance to him. But then there's the form, and the form is the legal fiction. Like you see man on the door of a bathroom. You've got this stick man kind of thing, right? It's a form. It's not a photograph of a real man.
So you have to realize what's real and what's not real.
Right.
And taxes would be the only way you're gonna shut this whole situation down, I think, other than a civil war, would be just everybody quit paying their taxes. I mean, tell your employer, I'll pay my own taxes, that's my responsibility, because you are responsible for them. Well, let's move on. The public notice. That's how you make sure everything is when you don't want to go into court, you know, or you don't want to, or when you, if they do force you in there with handcuffs, then you already filed your public notice that you are a man, a living, breathing human being. You're not lost at sea, and you're not dead. You here I am, you know. And they brought me in here by force, and this is the way it is. So you have no jurisdiction. Now let's move on to the public notice as far as being legitimate. Now, that has to be publicized in the public record. They cannot refuse you to put it in there. Now, the quorum is you do not want a notary. You damn sure want a quorum. That means four people signing to notarize that they know who you are and what you are and this, that, and the other, you know, as witnesses.
Well,
that's
not
pretty
everybody,
much the way...
Not everybody agrees with that, and it's interesting because people call in and they've read different things. We're not all reading the same thing. I appreciate you adding that, but I think there's other strategies that might be better or more beneficial. Is there other points you have to make? I have a whole bunch of callers lined up.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's in their own laws.
I understand.
They have to abide by it.
I understand that. Unfortunately, there's like the caller that called in earlier. There's been so many gurus teaching so many different things that it becomes quite confusing in no time flat. And so I try not to get people too confused. We kind of stick with the notice of condition precedent at the moment. And that's the thing that I'm familiar with. That's the thing I'm promoting.
How's that working for you?
It's working great.
Oh, good. But it's in their own laws. It's in real true law, not legal, codes.
They're functioning under UCC, so whatever we do has to be they have to recognize it. And the good news for us is that UCC gives us avenues that we can use, like notices and rebutting presumptions, that allows us to extract ourselves from the presumptions. So, and they are obligated under UCC. So when you use UCC against them, they can't not see it.
What I'm trying to explain to you is that this is lawful. They have to abide by it. But they've had it hidden for so long that they cannot, they don't want people to know about this.
Right.
You know, well, I shouldn't even say people. People, persons, and citizens is all the same thing. It's a fiction, pretty much.
Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit on this show. Okay, Alan, we got a whole bunch of other callers. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks for your input. And much of what you're saying, I don't know if you've read it. Go to anticorruptionsociety.com, click on Notice of Condition Precedent, and most of what you're saying has been up on my website for quite a period of time explaining all of this. So thanks for calling in. All right. We have Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, are you there?
Hi. I know the Constitution's in trouble. We're really under the UN from April 4th, 1992, stand up, unrecorded vote. They turned us over to the UN. Jesse Helms tried to put in a proviso that we would never, the UN would never override the Constitution, but he had to go to the hospital and they threw that out. So we're technically under the UN. However, as long as people think we're under the Constitution, the part that I like the most is the Third Amendment. It is a right to trial by jury. If we lose that, in fact, they have a new state's constitution. If they can get rid of this one, it's called new states. Any one word. And there's no right to trial by jury. So that's the thing that I think we should try to hold. Of course, the Fourth Amendment, I have won a case on the Fourth Amendment. But,
okay, Pat. The Constitution is suspended. If they allowed you to go in with it, their administrative judges can't see it. If they allowed you to go in with it, it's because they were able to mold you into their UCC structure. They do not recognize the Constitution in these courts.
They can. They have to because the jury does know what I just told you. They think we're still under the Constitution. You know, I believe that
the judge doesn't have to do anything. That's the problem. We have no way to force the judge to do anything. That's why we're recommending you don't go into their courtroom. You stay out of their jurisdiction. We say that over and over and over again because we do not control these administrative judges. They make law from the bench. And they've been doing it for years. I've seen it myself. I appreciate your effort.
I want to say one more thing. The second part I like is the fact that we can vote judges in and out. And we should not have administrative judges. We should fight for the right that we, all of them, have to be voted in and out. She hung
well,
up, didn't she?
You know, the judges that are in office, whether they're appointed or elected, don't represent the people. They represent the Uniform Commercial Code and the administration. Okay, so thank you, Pat, for calling in. We've got some more callers. I'm afraid we're running out of time. Roxanne from Texas. Roxanne, how are you tonight?
Hi. Well, Mr. Wordsworth, your callers, you are obsolete. And you say to, you know, shun the government. I got up when I was 28, and I got involved with driving in motorcade. I drove old man Bush White House motorcade here when they came to Houston. And I listened to everybody. And I even went to the inaugural ball. I did all that stuff. I just got up in their faces. And when Bush would come into what they called the down room, he would look down on the ground when he saw my eyes. Because these people... George Baker, he would ask me what I'm eating because they were afraid. They're all afraid. They're in this world. And then one of the last trips, about 92, because I drove White House staff, and everybody piled into my van. It was a 12-seater van. It was huge, and it was crazy. But when the one night I said, I said, Toto, you're no longer in Kansas. I drove for months and months and months after that, an empty van. Nobody wanted to be in my van. So we can scare them by getting up in their faces, by staying away from them. That's not going to help, I think. And great show, and we got the humanity has the luck of the Irish.
Okay,
have a good
thanks.
Night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, Randy from South Dakota. We haven't got much time.
Okay, I just want to talk about, you was talking about U.S. citizens, and I guess what I've learned in the last 5 years is you don't want to be a U.S. citizen, you want to be an American state national, right? Or simply a South Dakotan?
You have to get them to define what that is, because if you're volunteering into a classification that doesn't exist, and a lot of people do that, it doesn't mean they're going to recognize it. That, to me, it's not wise. If they define it differently than you, I've heard people say that an American national, they looked it up and it's the same thing as a United States citizen. You have to be really careful if you're going to volunteer into some category if it's not clearly defined. And so many of these are not.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm working on some stuff here, trying to get stuff worded right, but
yeah.
But I guess my deal is if you know your status, it's maritime court. It's like it's not for us people living on the land.
Right.
We don't have our courts no more, so you don't even, you ignore the courts. You don't even go there unless you're handcuffed. And in fact, I guess they would throw me in a cage, and I wouldn't sign nothing, and I wouldn't go to court. I'd stay in that cage. I wouldn't even go to their court, because you ain't going to win.
Well, I think if you've read Lawfully Yours, which I'm updating, I think people are going to really appreciate the additions. That is exactly what we're saying. You do not want to go into their courts. There's no justice in those courts, period.
You want to fight it.
You want to reject their invitation. Okay.
One more thing.
Okay.
I believe that we should start with like assemblies, and people that don't want to get involved could sponsor somebody. But by your county, we got to turn over the police into peace officers instead of policemen. And I just believe that's the best way to go at this.
There are people
working on that.
yeah, there are people working on that, and I wish them the best. Okay, folks, we're winding down. Thanks, Randy. It was interesting conversations tonight. I think everybody seemed to get the fact that the Constitution is not the law of the land anymore. We're all in commerce. The law of necessity and the law of commerce, those are the two things that they're hanging everything on. Interstate commerce. Oh, we could do it because of interstate commerce. And then the other one is the national emergency. So those are the two parts of what they have resurrected from what's remaining of the Constitution to justify what they're doing. Okay, please stay tuned and participate in the evening imaging prayer. We need all the help we can get to image the world we know we deserve and the world we want. Be back next week.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families
and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.